We are talking today plenty about the Dennis Dodd CBS Sports article that came out, talking about the battle raging within the walls of K-State about whether or not Sean Snyder should be the successor to Bill Snyder. Read it at the game, KMAN. We're going to talk a lot about it at 5:10. I got one more point to squeeze in here before I give you my wacky and stormy hot take. I do think one thing that actually works against the candidacy of Sean Snyder, at least in the way that I evaluate it and look at it, and again, I come at it with more of an open mind than I think a lot of people do when the thought of Sean Snyder being the next head coach is pitched out there. If you were to hire one of the two most likely candidates, and I think most people right now feel like or have felt like the most likely successor would be Jim Leavitt, and I don't think that means it's a real likely scenario because you have now changed athletic directors. Who knows what Gene Taylor is going to think, and if he wants to bring in his own guy, he doesn't necessarily know about Jim Leavitt right now, but that has been the common thought. If Jim Leavitt is the next head coach here, that's somebody that Sean Snyder's familiar with. It's a K-State guy. It's somebody who's built a program up in South Florida. I think Sean Snyder would stay on. So if you brought in Brent Venables, another guy that people have wanted, shout out to Cole, I think Sean Snyder would stay on. He's a K-State guy. You know, some of the most popular candidates here that people want to be the head coach, I think Sean likely stays on and keeps this same role. So therefore, you have all those people still on staff. You know, it's sort of why, back to Frank Martin, Brad Underwood, Bob Huggins. Well, I said, like, Bob Huggins is the one that hurt the most to me, really, if you think about it, in retrospect, leaving, because Bob Huggins had Brad Underwood and Frank Martin on the staff. You would have had all three of them there still. So if you really liked one, he was going to be there just with other really good coaches around, too. And so, you know, the fact that I think Sean has been around, the article points out, 26 years at K-State, even more than Bill Snyder with the 25. You know, I don't think Sean Snyder would go anywhere. Now, that's just me speculating. I don't have any kind of inside information on that. But I think he would probably stick around, and therefore that makes you more likely to be like, well, you know, you could get somebody with a better resume, theoretically on paper, still keep somebody in-house in Sean Snyder who knows how it works and knows how things have been successful here and keep his ideas, and you'd have a head coach that's likely to listen to him because he's going to respect the Snyder lineage there and what Sean has done and meant for the program. So I think that turns into a pretty good marriage and therefore makes it harder to wrap your mind around going ahead and making Sean the head coach.
For the first and only time in this segment, I think you're absolutely correct.
Because you don't think what's coming up next is going to be correct? Is that what that means?
That is exactly what I mean.
Okay. Well,
okay,
hey.
For the second time this segment, you're right. Yes.
Okay. Bam. Just proving people wrong here. All right, a 5:10. I think one of Bill Snyder's pretty famous policies has actually hurt the candidacy of Sean Snyder, at least in the eyes of most of the fans. So we'll explain that at 5:10. You can keep reading that article. It's at the Game KMAN if you haven't seen it yet. All right, so I'm trying to decide. Maybe I should just play the intro to try and hook people before I give the subject matter, like what the topic is, because I think if I give the topic first,
yeah,
there may be a lot of people going click. But if I give you this intro, I think you'll stick around because the intro is one of the best things we've ever created on the show. I think it was sometime last summer. We use this whenever somebody has a fairly irrational hot take when we're trying to do hot take radio and make fun of it. But we turn in, instead of John and Tyler with the game, we're wacky and stormy on the Sports Massacre.
All the screaming and hot takes you could ask for. Skip Bayless doesn't have on us. It's wacky and stormy on 7:30 The Sports Massacre.
It's so good. I need it again.
All the screaming and hot takes you could ask for. Skip Bayless doesn't have on us. It's wacky and stormy on 7:30 The Sports Massacre.
All right, hear me out here. Everybody in the sports world, other than Dan Le Batard, seems to think that LeVar Ball is an idiot. And it's a very easy, popular opinion to have right now that LeVar Ball, the father of UCLA star Lonzo Ball, who has been trying to make his own shoe brand, he spurned Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, all the major shoe companies to start his own brand, and he just released $495 shoes last week. Everybody thinks that he is just an idiot by doing this. No one's going to buy the shoes. It's stupid. He's costing his kid money. Blah, 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 blah. He's a very loudmouth guy. So he has attracted a lot of haters. And I can understand it to an extent. I was really, I would say, just meh about it for a while. I didn't really have a strong take one way or the other. Some of the stuff he's done, I don't like. He got a high school coach fired because he's got his younger son who's not at UCLA right now jacking up half-court shots, and he put a lot of pressure on the high school coach. High school coach said he was relieved to be out. Some of that's not good. I do think the way he operates right now puts a ton of pressure on Lonzo to be an NBA superstar. I mean, he'll be a top five pick in the NBA draft. He's going to have a ton of pressure to perform right away just because of the expectations his dad has laid for him. So I think there's an aspect of that that I wouldn't necessarily agree with. That's probably not how I would operate. But I am here to tell you that what he's done with these shoes is not nearly as stupid as people think it is, okay? And just digging more into this and hearing a hilarious interview with him on the Dan Le Batard show, by the way, I gained a different perspective and a different understanding here. Darren Revelle helped out with this as well, business expert for ESPN. So setting the price point at $495 for these shoes, right? Your initial reaction is, well, nobody's going to pay that. It's horrible. It sets a bad example, you know, for kids that want to buy the shoes, yada, yada, yada. By doing that and putting it at $495, he has controlled the sports media world for, I mean, he had like 72 hours. It was just on loop. Everybody was talking about the shoes and LeVar Ball because of the $495 price tag. Darren Revelle, ESPN business expert, says that that is worth $50 million worth of free advertising. So he's already worked the system to get $50 million worth of free advertising. Here's another part that people don't pay attention to with the shoes. If you buy them, they don't actually ship until November because they're waiting on a specific order number to then go make them. So there's going to be no loss of money there by making too many shoes and just having product that's not being sold and losing money that way. He's only going to make what he needs. They're $495, and they had already been at order number 4,000-something as of Friday if you went to the site to order something. So there have been people buying these things at $500 a pop. He's going to make some money. Now, it's not going to be billions of dollars, which is what he has always pitched. Like, we don't want the millions, we want the billions, and that's what we're trying to do with the Big Baller brand. But this isn't about money right now. What it's about is creating buzz and a brand and getting people to know about their brand. Then it has to be backed up by his son. That's where the pressure part comes in, and if you disagree with him putting this much pressure on his kid to be a superstar, all right, I'll start listening to that. But by spending no advertising dollars, he has created an aura around this Big Baller brand thing, and everybody knows about it. So if his kid goes out there and is a superstar, then the wheels are in motion for this actually being something tangible that makes sense. He is a smarter businessman with all of this than people make him out to be. Because when you're loud and you just are arrogant and loud, the assumption is you're an idiot. He's not an idiot. He's not an idiot.
He's an idiot. He is an absolute idiot. Yeah. He has no idea what he's doing. He's just being loud about it and hoping that it works out for him in the end.
He has no idea. He has no idea what he's doing by getting $50 million of free advertising and not having any excess costs. No excess costs with making the shoes.
He does not have $50 million. You can't put a price on free advertising if it's just people talking about the price of the shoes and not actually going and buying the shoes. He was on Undisputed this morning, and
It's not about selling. His goal here was not to sell a million pairs of shoes with these things. When you set the price point at $495, that's not your goal. What he wants is buzz and to build the brand, the Big Baller brand, just have it top of mind. People know about it. You wouldn't know about it if he priced the shoes at $150. It would be a blip on the radar screen. This has made it much more tangible to people to actually know.
I hope that I never have to quote the Undisputed show again, but he was on there this morning because of course he was. And I don't know what the deal is with the order number or whatever on the website, but they asked him how many pairs of shoes that he had sold, and he said at least 495. That's what he said.
Because he's screwing with them. 495.
Or he's an idiot.
495 is the price of the shoes. $495. Go listen to the Le Batard interview. He has a funny answer for everything. He's not dumb. And when they were asking him actual business questions, how much do they cost to make, stuff like that, he was like, look, I'm not telling you that. That's a business move. I'm not going to give you the information on that. Saying 495 undoubtedly is screwing with them to say at least 495.
He said Michael Jordan couldn't charge as much as BBB because, quote, he ain't Lonzo Ball. Shut up.
Love it.
Go away.
It's entertaining. He's funny. He's funny. He's a funny guy. He's got an answer for everything, man. And he believes in his kid. He believes in his kid. It may
Which
fail,
is
it
fine.
May flop. And one thing he did reveal, the offers that he got from shoe companies were a typical starting endorsement deal for a rookie of Lonzo Ball's stature. It was like $2 million for 5 years. $2 million a year for 5 years. So that's the deal that he's potentially costing him in shoes.
Just take it.
It's not like it's a $100 million shoe deal. This is not the LeBron James lifetime Nike deal. This
right.
is $2 million a year, which is going to be less than what his NBA salary would be.
The market's too saturated. I mean, it's just not – it's not going to work. There's too much loyalty to LeBron, Jordan, Kobe. And you can see that by how poorly everything has gone with Steph's brand. Steph was a back-to-back MVP, and his shoes don't look all that great, and people don't want to go get them because they're already too committed to Kobe and Jordan and all the other brands. So it's just not – I just want this story to go away. I think that he's dumb, and he
– I feel like I've provided a lot more in terms of statistics, numbers, arguments here than just he's dumb, he's loud, the shoe market's saturated, it won't work. Why are we rooting for Nike? Like, everybody's rooting for Nike. Sweatshops, people working in sweatshops
That's
to make their shoes.
That's how they're doing it, too.
And they're the big – No, they're not. We don't know that. He won't tell how these shoes are being made. And if they're $495, you – What would you need a sweatshop for to make $495 shoes? Like, that's not what is happening here. These are like luxury shoes. It's not Nike trying to churn every... Again, this is not about him making every cent to the money right now. If it's going to work out, it's going to pay off over the long haul with his kid being a superstar. You're not going to make a million of these things right now. So there's not a Cambodian sweatshop where they're making the big baller brand shoes. Nike is. It's these big shoe... It's like weird. Like, nobody wants to root against the big boys here. Like, that have monopolized the shoe industry. Where everybody's a Nike fan all of a sudden. You're going to root for the giant industry
over that guy.
Here?
Yeah, over that guy.
All right. Hey, that's your prerogative, man. That's your prerogative. But it's an underdog story. It's a guy trying to take on the system. It's a guy trying to take on the system. We love underdog stories, but we hate LeVar Ball just because he's loud and boisterous.
That's not an underdog story. Not to me.
All right. All right. I think I made a more compelling argument there. What do you think, Mitch?
Oh, I said on Friday, I think at some point it is going to work out for him.
Well, I'm not saying it'll work out. I'm saying he has put himself in position for, if his kid actually is a superstar, for it to potentially work out. Doesn't mean it will. Lonzo Ball will probably just be an average NBA player. That is honestly my opinion based on the little that I know about Lonzo Ball. So that means it would fail, essentially. But he's given it a shot. I just admire him taking his big swing. He's taking a shot, man. He's shooting his shot. Who do you think had the more compelling argument?
Well, he's also taken on the loudmouth on the morning shows of sports networks that people already don't like.
Well, Dan Le Batard was behind him, and that I thought that interview was great. It was hilarious. And even when he was on First Take and like doing that walk out there, like I find him endearing in some ways because of that. He's a funny guy. At 5:10, back into the Sean Snyder thoughts from the article on Dennis Dodd. Well, I think one of Bill Snyder's policies has been a double-edged sword for Sean. When we come back, a part of K-State hoops history back in the game. You're listening to The Game.